Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strain strikes out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrows throws the ball into Royster, who tags McCovey, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Royster strikes out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Evans reaches second base with a double. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sadek is hit by the pitch. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitson strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrows strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Lum, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lum hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strain is 0-for-1 in the game. Strain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Niekro hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Royster, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Evans reaches second base with a double. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows, who is chasing the ball. LeMaster reaches third base with a triple. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sadek is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sadek takes first base on ball 4. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitson is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitson strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Sadek moves to second. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strain is 0-for-2 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Offis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Offis is 0-for-1 in the game. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lum is 0-for-1 in the game. Lum hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrows moves to third. Frias moves to second. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burrows scores. Frias scores. Benedict moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sadek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sadek hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Offis is 0-for-2 in the game. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Horner moves to second. Jeff Burrows batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lum is 0 for 2 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitson is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitson strikes out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herndon moves to second. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strain is 0 for 3 in the game. Strain hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Benedict for a passed ball. Herndon moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Frias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Benedict batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benedict is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Benedict hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Niekro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Royster is 0 for 3 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LeMaster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sadek is walked intentionally. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whitson is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 3 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Greg Minton now pitching. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 4 in the game. Strain hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 4 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 3 in the game. Lum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard pinch runs for Mike Lum. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frias bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Strain covering, for the out. Hubbard moves to second. 1 out. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Bruce Benedict. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Pocoroba moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Braves, 4. Barry Bonnell pinch runs for Biff Pocoroba. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Phil Niekro. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nolan is walked intentionally. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 4 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 4 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bonnell moves to third. Nolan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roger Metzger now playing third base. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 4 in the game. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonnell scores. Nolan moves to third. Matthews moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.